Hi, everybody. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday. If you notice, I am flying solo today. Sten, unfortunately, was not available to join us today, but we want to make sure that we are still releasing the content that you guys have been asking for. So I am here doing a solo episode. So if you have not been with us before for Toolbox Tuesday, that is the name of our huddles and meetings in our practices. Every Tuesday, we pick a tool, if you will, one of our resources that we have at our disposal, and make sure that our team is calibrated on that tool. So we are here to share the same with all of you. And one of the topics that has come up recently is that about loyalty. And what does it mean to have loyal, I'm using air quotes, in case you are not watching live and just listening to this after the fact. What does that mean to have a loyal team member? We all want those loyal team members. We want those team members who are like unicorns, right? They come in, they have, like we like to say, the batteries included. They are motivated. They are doing everything they can to be as successful as possible. Hey, where do we find more of those people and how do we keep them chained to us forever, right? The reality is loyalty lasts and stays as long as it works for that person. You know, we've talked about before, we are never, ever going to be able to fight against people who move. If someone has a spouse who transfers, you know, one of our offices is near a military base. So we have a lot of our team members who are with us for 2 years at a time. And we know that going into it before they're going to be transferred to another location, or people have babies and decide that they want to stay home or they want to work part-time or they go off to school. We have a dozen, I think at this point in time, of assistants in front office who have gone on to hygiene school or dental school. And people are going to move on and do other things or just figure out that dentistry is not for them. And on the one hand, it's upsetting sometimes when that happens because you think, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. What am I going to do without that key person? But the flip side of it is an inevitability. Sometimes that opens the door to have someone new come on the team who you wouldn't have been looking for otherwise. And we're at least in the generation and kind of the age range of our team members that we have, we're seeing people, you know, that are still figuring out their lives. And so honestly, I'm really happy if I get a couple of good 2 years out of someone. So I think we have to quantify what that loyalty is. We have seen it happen so many times. We see this constantly through practice acquisitions that we are evaluating to see if it makes sense to add to our practices, where we see these long tenured team members. We were just talking to a doctor about this, where, you know, he's saying he can't stand his staff, right? Like, I mean, just to be completely honest, like they drive him bananas. And we're seeing these people making $30, $40, $50 an hour. And I am not exaggerating. And I'm also not talking about hygienists in this mix. I'm talking about assistants or front office or those people that you see that, like, hey, these are the people that really hold the keys to the kingdom. And part of it is from fear, right? Because the reality is when we really boil this down from a loyalty standpoint, it is fear-based because that person does hold the keys to the kingdom. And you know, deep in your heart of hearts, you don't have the systems to be able to fill in the gaps if that person goes. And it may not even be a life change. What if somebody has a medical situation come up? What if they have an accident? What if they need surgery? And all of a sudden they're out 8 weeks, 12 weeks, indefinitely. Things happen in life that it may not even be something that you can culturally try to find a solution around. It might just happen. And you have to make sure that your business is prepared for that. And again, we have learned this the hard way. This is where our first 400 program came from. If you haven't heard us discuss our first 400 program before, this is our training, team training program that we have. It's our brigade building program. It takes our team members through their first 8 weeks with us. It's roughly the first 400 hours that they're working with us, and kind of gives them that launching pad, but it's built out for so much more than that. And we have 600 or more, I think, cheat sheets at this point, 616, I think was the last count. We've done videos, we've done screen shares, we've done case studies, we've shot live in action as we're doing procedures, you know, everything that we can to try to help set our team members up for success so that they not only have kind of that crash course in terms of what it takes to be part of our practices, but they have those resources to go back to in the future. So like we say all the time, we want our team members to have the things memorized that, you know, they have to have a script in place. They're like, what are our financial options? Things that they are going to have to answer on the fly, but the rest of it, take it out of your brain. You don't have to waste brain cells on those aspects of things. I still, if I need to set up a surgery case, bring up the cheat sheet to set up the surgery case. I'm not spending the time memorizing every single instrument that's in an implant kit. That's why we have a cheat sheet and we have a picture for it. So The challenge is, hey, take a look at what your systems are and plan. Do that red teaming exercise we've talked about. Plan for the inevitable. Someone leaves, something happens. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do if we have to run recall cards on Monday? Are we going to be able to figure that out? Okay, if we're not, then let's figure out what we need to do and have a system in place for it. I say this to my team all the time. If I'm hit by a bus, XYZ has to happen. The business still has to continue on. This is where you find things. That is how you really make sure that you have a stable business so that you don't have to live in fear and you don't have to be beholden to these people that you're so afraid of having walk out the door. Because again, you might be doing everything, you might continue to throw money at them and they still might walk out the door anyway. So let's make sure that your business is safeguarded and not reliant on that one front office person. Make sure it's reliant on you and your associate doctors and the producers that are in the practice. And again, those producers might leave at some point in time too. So, what is going to be our contingency plan if that happens? That's phase two of it. Some of this is just the bread and butter, the nuts and bolts about, hey, from an operations standpoint, making sure that you're solid, prepare for that inevitability, and be excited by the potential of having new team members because you know that you have the systems in place to get them onboarded quickly, to get them doing things the way that you want it to be done so that you can focus on production. The wheels keep turning with very minimal interruption in that. It's a different face in the op, maybe, different face at the front desk, but change is going to happen. Like I said, it might actually bring someone that you would have never looked at otherwise. So, if you would like to talk more about some of the options that we have for our private clients, the systems that we use in our practices, literally boots on the ground, these cheat sheets are up, they're online, they're in our op all day, every day. Our team is using them. Please feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk about how we might be able to help you. Connect at pathwaydentalsolutions.com. You can also visit our website, pathwaydentalsolutions.com, or we're on all the social media platforms. Please feel free to reach out, and we'll be back next week for another episode to talk about some of these tips and tricks that have really helped us, our practices, and our private clients. Hope that everybody has a great day.